Have you ever imagined your AI chatbot diving into your Google Drive and Slack conversations to provide you with the most relevant insights? Welcome to the OpenAI Daily Brief, your go-to for the latest AI updates. Today is Tuesday, March 18th, 2025. Here's what you need to know about OpenAI's groundbreaking new feature that's taking workplace productivity to the next level. Let's dive in. OpenAI is rolling out a brand new feature called ChatGPT Connectors, designed to seamlessly integrate with Google Drive and Slack. Picture this. You're at work, and you need to reference a document or past conversation quickly. Instead of sifting through endless files and messages, ChatGPT can now do the heavy lifting for you. By linking your Google Drive and Slack accounts, ChatGPT leverages internal company data, like files, presentations, and Slack discussions, to enhance your interactions and provide informed responses. This feature is currently in beta testing for ChatGPT team subscribers, with plans to expand to other platforms like Microsoft SharePoint and Box. The goal? To weave ChatGPT into the very fabric of business operations, making it an indispensable tool for productivity. But, as with any integration involving sensitive data, there are privacy concerns. OpenAI assures that permissions from Google Drive and Slack will be fully respected and kept up to date, so you can rest easy knowing your data's privacy is a top priority. Powered by OpenAI's latest model, GPT-4o, ChatGPT Connectors refines responses based on a company's internal knowledge. However, there are limitations. It can't analyze images in Google Drive files or access private Slack messages and group chats. Plus, companies need to provide select documents and conversations for the beta test, but OpenAI guarantees that no data will be directly used for training the AI. This development marks a significant shift in how enterprise AI-powered search tools operate and could pose a challenge to competitors in the industry. Imagine the efficiency boost when your AI can pull precise information from your company's own resources. It's not just about making life easier, it's about transforming how we work. The AI landscape is experiencing a seismic shift as OpenAI and Google are seeking the U.S. government's blessing to train artificial intelligence models on copyrighted material without explicit permission. This move is stirring up quite the discussion, especially around the idea of fair use as a competitive tool in the global AI arena. Imagine you're trying to develop a groundbreaking AI model, but you're stuck in a bureaucratic maze, negotiating access to the vast ocean of data that could propel your innovation forward. That's the challenge AI companies are facing today. OpenAI and Google are arguing that being able to access copyrighted material under fair use is essential for keeping the United States at the forefront of AI development. This week, both companies presented their cases to the White House as part of the discussions around President Donald Trump's AI action plan. OpenAI went as far as to label this a national security issue. They warned that if U.S. firms are restricted from using copyrighted data, nations like China, with fewer restrictions, could outpace the U.S. in AI advancements. They pointed to China's DeepSeek as a prime example of developers who have seemingly unrestricted access to data. Google echoed these sentiments, emphasizing that copyright laws, if too restrictive, could stifle innovation. They highlighted that fair use, along with text and data mining exceptions, has been crucial for AI training. Without these protections, developers might find themselves in endless negotiations with rights holders, which could be unpredictable and drawn out. Google isn't just focused on copyright issues. They're also advocating for broader strategies to enhance U.S. competitiveness in AI. This includes investing in AI infrastructure, addressing energy demands, and establishing export controls to protect national security while promoting AI exports. They are urging collaboration between the federal and local governments to support AI research and improve access to computational resources. The stakes in these discussions are high. Copyright lawsuits are already piling up against AI companies, with OpenAI facing challenges from major news organizations and authors. The industry is under pressure to clarify copyright rules as developers worry about falling behind due to restrictive policies. Meanwhile, content creators argue for fair compensation if their work is used for AI training. It's a delicate balance that the White House's AI action plan will need to navigate as it sets the stage for future U.S. policy on AI development and data access. OpenAI's latest venture into creative writing is causing quite a stir in the literary world. They've developed a new large language model that's impressing even the company's CEO, Sam Altman. He recently shared a short story generated by this model, which he described as really good at capturing the essence of metafiction. But not everyone is celebrating. Some see this as a technological marvel, while others fear it's a harbinger of doom for traditional authors. Picture this. You're an author, spending months crafting a nuanced narrative, only to find an AI can whip up something strikingly similar in minutes. That's the scenario many writers are facing today. OpenAI's model crafted a story about a character named Mila, who turns to an AI chatbot to discuss grief over losing her partner, Kai. The story, according to Altman, was the first time he was really struck by something written by AI, noting it nailed the vibe of metafiction. Why does this matter? Well, it's a signal that OpenAI is expanding its ambitions beyond just accuracy and predictability in AI. They're delving into creative fields, which could redefine how we perceive and utilize AI in our daily lives. This shift could mean big changes in how stories are told and who gets to tell them. Yet it also raises questions about the future of creative industries and the potential backlash from artists who feel their work is being overshadowed by machines. Reactions to this AI-generated story have been mixed. Some, like novelist Jeanette Winterson, find it beautiful and moving, appreciating its reflection on the limits of AI understanding. Others, however, dismiss it as trash, arguing that despite its verbosity, it lacks the depth and creativity of human writing. There's a fear that publishing houses might soon rely on AI to churn out epic tales, leaving human authors in the dust. But it's not just about the quality of the writing. There's an underlying tension about intellectual property and the ethics of using AI in creative fields. As OpenAI continues to push boundaries, they're likely to face significant backlash from the creative community. Yet, as Winterson points out, AI reads us. Now it's time for us to read AI. It's a fascinating, albeit controversial, new chapter in the story of AI development. Liam Fetis, OpenAI's Vice President of Research for Post-Training, is stepping away from the company to start his own AI-powered materials science venture. This move makes him the latest in a series of senior researchers to leave OpenAI recently. While departures like this could typically signal a brain drain, OpenAI is maintaining strong ties with Fetis by planning to invest in and collaborate with his new company. This partnership reflects OpenAI's strategic interest in AI for scientific discovery. Fetis, who joined OpenAI in 2022 from Google, was promoted to vice president just last fall amid a wave of executive changes. His background in physics is steering his focus towards materials science, a field in which AI is poised to make significant impacts. "My undergrad was in physics, and I'm keen to apply this technology there," Fetis shared in a statement on X. The materials science field is heating up, with AI giants like Google DeepMind and Microsoft already making considerable strides. Fetis's new company will enter this competitive arena, where AI systems like DeepMind's GenomeAI and Microsoft's MatterGen and MatterSim are already exploring new frontiers in materials development. Despite the leadership changes, OpenAI's collaboration with Fetis underscores a commitment to advancing AI's role in scientific research. Fetis' role at OpenAI was pivotal, overseeing the post-training phase of AI models, such as those driving ChatGPT, which is a critical component of the company's product development pipeline. Fetis' departure is part of what insiders are describing as a renewed surge of defections from OpenAI. The talent exodus has been significant enough to prompt investor Josh Kushner to present to employees warning about the financial downsides of leaving. This highlights the intensely competitive landscape for top-tier AI talent. In his farewell message to colleagues, Fettes expressed a desire to continue contributing to OpenAI's mission, albeit as a partner rather than an employee. This ongoing partnership hints at a mutually beneficial relationship as OpenAI seeks to leverage Fettes' expertise in material science to push the boundaries of AI's potential for scientific discovery. Here's a bold move by OpenAI that's making waves. They're invoking the specter of Chinese competition to push for lighter AI regulations. In their recent proposal to the White House, OpenAI argues that the U.S. needs to loosen the reins on AI development to maintain its competitive edge against China. Imagine this scenario. You're running a race, but your shoes are tied together. That's how OpenAI sees current U.S. AI regulations. They say these rules are holding back innovation while competitors like China's DeepSeek sprint ahead. DeepSeek, by the way, has been climbing the app charts with impressive performance, albeit with questionable data privacy practices. So, why does this matter? OpenAI is pushing for a temporary waiver for FedRAMP and more freedom to train on copyrighted materials. They argue this could shave a year off development times for projects like ChatGPT-Gov, their new government-focused service. It's about speed, efficiency, and not letting China outpace the U.S. in AI advancements. OpenAI's proposal isn't just about cutting red tape. They're also talking about exporting AI that's rooted in democratic principles and building data centers across the U.S., backed by a hefty investment from SoftBank. It's a strategic play to keep AI innovation thriving on home turf. But there's another layer to this story, copyright. OpenAI's facing multiple lawsuits over copyright violations, and they're pushing for federal cover from state laws and copyright enforcement. They argue that since China doesn't respect intellectual property laws, American firms shouldn't be burdened by them either. It's a controversial stance that's sparking debate. Dr. Ilya Kolachenko, a legal expert, warns that fighting for copyright exemptions might be a financial necessity for AI developers, but it's a slippery slope. He suggests that if AI gets these exemptions, other technologies might demand the same, potentially upending the legal system. It's a high-stakes gamble with far-reaching implications. That's it for today's OpenAI Daily Brief. OpenAI's bold call for lighter AI regulations highlights the global race in AI development and the complex balance between innovation and regulation. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated. This is Michelle signing off. Until next time,